Coast Radio News for Tuesday, June 29, 2021. I'm George Henry. On the eve of restrictions from the COVID-19 pandemic being lifted in Oregon, the state's population is nearing the 70% mark that Governor Kate Brown had hoped would signify the state's move towards a herd immunity. The state is currently at 69.4%. The 70% mark is on the lower end of acceptability for herd immunity to begin, though, according to Peace Harbor's Dr. Willie Foster. Foster said in a recent interview with Coast Radio that some health officials believe that 80% or better would be a safer number. With the different variants going around, including the more infectious Delta variant, researchers are concerned that they don't really know what the magic number is. So far, there is a good response to the different strains by the current vaccines available, and vaccinated individuals that have come in contact with a Delta variant seemingly have had fewer problems if they contracted. According to the CDC, most states, including Oregon, have cases of the variant. Beginning tomorrow, the state will lift restrictions and reopen the state's economy. There is a lot more going on this weekend than just fireworks. According to Megan Messmer, assistant city manager for the City of Florence.
The City of Florence is excited to bring back our annual 4th of July festival in partnership with the Chamber of Commerce, putting on our great fireworks display in Old Town, and Habitat for Humanity, who is coordinating a porch parade, a bicycle parade, and the pie and watermelon eating contest. We look forward to seeing everybody back out and about in beautiful Old Town Florence.
Starting at 10:30 a.m., if you have a bike, trike, or wagon, you can line up to be part of the bike parade, which starts at Juniper and Bay Street. Bikers leave the staging area at 11 a.m. Registration for the pie eating contest also begins at 11 a.m., with the main event beginning at noon. The watermelon contest follows at 1 p.m. All contestants must have a waiver, which can be found at florencehabitat.org or on the Habitat events page. If eating contests are not your thing, you can also register to win the porch decorating contest. You can decorate any area of your home or business visible from the street. Registration, virtual maps, and voting are available at ci.florence.or.us. And the grand finale, Florence's old-fashioned 4th of July fireworks, begins at 10 p.m. and will be visible along the waterfront in Old Town. The state has reported a light number of new COVID-19 cases. Yesterday, there were only 87 cases reported for the entire state. But in that number, Lane County had the highest total of all reporting counties with 17, including another case for the 97439 zip code. Florence has now reached 260 cases all time. There has also been an increase in hospitalizations in Lane County, with 14 individuals now in the hospital, a rise of 4 over the past several days. 17 is still a low number for the county, but in comparison, it still shows that despite vaccinations, there is reason for concern among highly populated areas. In the past 7 days, Lane County has had 98 new cases. Beginning this weekend, the Oregon Health Authority will discontinue its weekend reporting of cases and COVID-19 updates. OHA Director Patrick Allen announced that after June 30th, there will be only weekday press releases, newsletters, and social media posts to update current conditions. That's Coast Radio News for Tuesday, June 29th, 2021.